Live. There we go. Hey, everybody. We are live. Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Key to WrestleMania post show night two. I'm Joe What a Day Lowry. And again, I am joined by two greats. First, he is the most recognized pro wrestling journalist in the world. Let's welcome Mr. Bill After. Bill, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. And we have someone who was also a wrestling journalist before he was doing everything else.
And of course, we are joined again by the former WCW World Champion, Mr. Vince Russo. Vince, how are you tonight?
You get the sound effect. What's going on, Joe? What's going on?
There you go. Wow, what a difference between night and day, right? I mean, my goodness, this bye went by just as fast as Drew McIntyre's title reign tonight. Quick thoughts, everyone. What'd you think, Vince?
Bro, I got to tell you. You know, bro, I this is what I always say, Joe.
Yeah.
If it's good, I'm going to say it's good. If it's bad, I'm going to say it's bad. And okay. And every time I say something's bad, of course, bro, I'm bitter that they don't call me and they don't hire me. Every time I say something is bad.
Right.
I am going to go on the record right now as saying, and I don't think even Mr. Bill After is going to believe this.
Uh-oh, breaking news. Here we go.
I am going to say this for the record live on Sports Keto.
Go for it.
Go for it.
The finish of that match, the main event,
yeah,
and the way it was laid out and stacked was perhaps the best finish I've ever seen since I've been watching professional wrestling.
Can I do something that the fans would go right now? Holy shit!
Let me make this clear, bro, because Joe, again, I've said on many times, people, sure. Vince is always putting the attitude here over. Vince is always taking credit for the attitude here. First of all, I've always said the greatest era, in my opinion, was WrestleMania 1-3. I've always said that. That was the greatest era. Okay. This, and I'm sure there were a lot of people involved in laying this out. I'm sure there was a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, that the finish of this match and the finish of this show was better than anything I ever wrote.
It's the best thing. I think it's the best thing I've seen in a long time.
I think it's the best thing I've seen ever.
Ever?
I think it's the best thing. The way they stacked, and I know a lot of people and a lot of great minds were involved with this. Yeah. Bro, that was brilliant. And I was telling Joe, Bill, before I came on, and I'm gonna explain this. The only one missing was Austin.
Yep.
And bro, like I know Steve, and I know Steve is very, very protective of his character, even to this day.
Sure.
Bill, I guarantee you, they contacted Steve, but Steve might have turned it down because all those other people were involved.
Right.
It was, you know, Hogan was allegedly supposed to be.
Yeah. Because when Steve does something, bro, he really wants it to be special. They had to contact him. And I have the feeling that he didn't want to be one of seven people.
Right.
But bro, phenomenal finish.
Definitely.
Perfect. Better than anything I ever written. I just want to say that. Because like I say, bro, I am very critical when things are bad. I am very critical. This ending of this match was perfect. There was one little hole, though, Bill. One little hole that as a writer, I think they should have covered.
Uh-oh,
okay? Bro, it made no sense whatsoever for the entire bloodline to not start out there.
That's what I thought.
That made no sense. Now, they should have interviewed Roman, and Roman should have said, you know what, bro, before the match, I don't need him.
Right.
It's going to be one-on-one. I told them to stay in the back. They should have covered that because, bro, I'm sitting here with my, you know, my 32-year-old son who stopped by, and my son even said, why didn't they all come out with him from the beginning and just beat the crap out of Cody?
That's what I thought, yeah.
And I understand, bro, they wanted to stack the finish, but all you had to do was interview Roman beforehand. I don't freaking need him. I told him to take the night off. Then when he's in trouble, now you do exactly what you did. But Bill, you got to cover those little details, bro.
Well, I want to start at the beginning here. The first thing I want to do, because we're already at the end, I want to start at the beginning. I want to say that Samantha Irvin, the ring announcer, that girl was
Samantha Irvin. Samantha Irvin.
She was absolutely fabulous. She has a big time fight announcing feel about her. So I want to give her, in our mania meter, 1 to 5, I want to give her a 5.
There you go. Not to mention, she is a Massachusetts native. She's a Dennis, Massachusetts native. So
we got to back up one step before this. Sure.
Go ahead.
Bro, we're losing everything in the spectacle. And that's exactly what the WWE wants. And it's good that we're losing everything in the spectacle. But my God, bro, I've got to point this out. I cannot imagine. I swear to God, bro. Like, bro, I've never wanted to be a fly on the wall until now.
Okay.
I can't imagine, bro, what the hell is going on behind the scenes with the McMahon family.
Oh, I don't know.
First of all, bro, Linda is at the Hall of Fame ceremony. Linda McMahon. Bro, she can only be there for one reason and one reason only. It's a statement to say, I'm supporting my husband. Okay. Then you got Stephanie coming out.
This is the Paul Levesque era.
Bro, her father, this has been her father's company for the last 50 years. Yeah. No mention of him. This is the Paul Levesque era. Bro, I cannot imagine.
There's a lot of news out today. Yeah, I hear you.
I can't imagine the drama in that family now.
Didn't Linda and Vince kind of not officially, but aren't they like?
Oh, they're separated. They're just not, they're still married on paper and so forth. I thought Stephanie, when she came out, I think they just had to put a McMahon presence at WrestleMania because
but you know, at the Hall of Fame, this is just my thought. It's nothing I know. At the Hall of Fame, she's sitting there with the ECW hat, and there was so much, you know, ECW fever in this whole thing with Bubba Ray Dudley in one of the matches too. I am wondering, because she's not implicated in anything at this point, I am wondering, you know, Paul Heyman said that ECW didn't die way back then. I have a feeling they're going to start that brand over again, and Stephanie McMahon is going to be in charge of that particular brand. I think this is what this is all about.
I honestly think that Stephanie came out tonight because there was a tweet, Instagram post by Vince McMahon's trainer who said, we would not be here where we are today if it wasn't for Vince McMahon. Don't believe everything you read, blah, 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 all that stuff. And the next thing you know, Stephanie McMahon's coming out. I didn't expect to see Triple H again. It was cool to see Stephanie McMahon, but Vince, I agree.
I do want to point out one other thing.
Sure.
Okay, bro? Because this is the stuff that interests me. Bro, I don't get caught up in the freaking fake fights. I'm sorry, bro. I don't. You know, tonight I did. Bro, I almost got emotional at the end. It was so perfect.
It was good.
But I want to say this, bro. Since the Paul Levesque heart attack, bro, guys, go back and look.
Yeah.
Stephanie does not wear her wedding ring, bro.
I saw that tonight.
She has not worn it since that incident. And there was a lot of speculation, bro, with the heart attack that there was trouble with the marriage. And there's a lot of rumor and speculation.
I did notice that.
He wears the wedding ring. She doesn't. Come on, bro. That's why I'm saying.
It's a crazy dynamic right now. I hear you. What must be going on?
Bill, can you imagine, like, your father has been running this company for 50 years, and now you're going to go out there in front of 70,000 people, and you're going to put over the Paul Levesque era, like, whatever Vince did or didn't do, like, how's he feeling sitting at home?
Well, that you know that TKO is trying to divorce from.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they severed
ties. You know that. But this is, I want to, in defense of what they did tonight, and I'm going to say in defense, yep. is that she, everyone knows that Paul Levesque, Triple H, is her husband.
Right.
And she was out there tonight gleaming and glowing how proud she is of what this company has become under him. And I thought it was, you know what? When she came out, I was like, holy crap. I can't believe this.
Do you know what the scary part of all this? This whole grand thing this past weekend, even since the Hall of Fame with Triple H this, Paul Levesque that, all that stuff. What's really scaring me right now is that we're getting this whole thing coming, throwing at us. And I swear to God, I'm going to wake up Tuesday morning and TKO is going to sever all ties with the McMahons, including Triple H.
I'm telling you, bro, I think that's coming, Joe. I'm telling you, Joe. They've got to watch.
Bro, they're shoving it down our throat too much.
I've said this. They can't take any chance of anything coming down the road about it. Stephanie knew, Triple H knew. They can't afford that, bro. Anybody that was close to Vince McMahon, they got to say. And I felt in a way, Joe, like. Yep. This was the last hurrah.
That's what I was thinking.
They can't afford it.
Triple H in
this. They can't afford, Bill, for something to come out Triple H news. They can't afford that, bro.
It is. Yep. Awesome yep. sauce. Thank you. $5 for awesome sauce. Thank you so much. No, I agree.
Was called out by Cody. And, you know, Bruce Pritchard hasn't been implicated in anything at all. He was Vince's right-hand man. But, no, I don't think this is true because this was on the biggest, biggest stage of everything they do.
And
Nick Khan was there. They knew in advance that Stephanie McMahon was going out there.
It's a last hurrah. We're in for an awakening of some sort. May 14th, by the way, is the big date. Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis have to respond to this lawsuit and so forth.
Oh, is that it? May 14th? Bro?
May 14th. They've all been served. They had 60 days from the date of service. I want to say it was back in April they got served. So they have 60 days to respond. May 14th is that date. So, you're looking at I hated getting off track and talking about this right now, but I just felt like it was too.
I'm with you,
much.
Joe. I'm too with much. You 100%. 100%. And bro, you can go back to the Rocky history with The Rock and Triple H.
Yeah.
We know Rock and Ari Emanuel are super, super tight.
Oh, yeah.
Bro,
oh, yeah.
I think the writing's on the wall, but let's get on with the show because.
Yeah, we're going to get on with the show here. So, all right, folks, the mania meter is in effect. We're gonna rate these matches 1 to 5, 1 being the worst, 5 being the best. I'm sure we're gonna go down this lineup tonight. There's not gonna be a 1 like last night. Real quick, awesome sauce. Thank you very much. $5 donation. Is Cody's family really that royal if it includes Jerry Sags and Tugboat? I can't answer that. I don't know. but nonetheless,
royal is Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, of course, Dusty Rhodes
and the half brother Dustin Rhodes.
And real quickly, we have another. Outstanding audience tonight. So I want to thank all the Sportskeeda fans who are logging on as we speak. The chat is very active. Go ahead, give us your questions and so forth. And while you're at it, hit that like button, subscribe, all that good stuff. Let us know you're here. We'll get you.
By the way, over 20,000 of you last night. Thank you so very much.
Oh, I want to bump and pay. Yeah. I want to bump and pay. Bro, if there was that many people here, I want to bump and pay, bro. Joe, let's start with the first match.
All right, first match. Here we go. Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, World Heavyweight Championship. By the way, the match started. It was 61 degrees, but we'll get to that later on. Who wants to go first on this one?
Bill, age before beauty.
There you go. Royalty. There he is.
He's so gorgeous. You know what I got? He's not going to hold his head. It's a 5. It's perfect. It was
for the match. We're talking about the match.
The match. I loved it.
Wow.
Bill, I'm going to tell you why it's not.
Yep.
Joe, I want to say this again. I want it because again, bro, I don't put anything over. No, bro, when it sucks, I'm going to say it sucks.
Joe,
I want to say this again.
Sure.
The ending with Drew and Punk and Punk, beautiful. Perfect, bro. With Dave. Oh, my God. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why it's not a five.
Okay.
Bill, I got to tell you, bro, as much as I know Rollins is Triple H's boy, I understand that. Let me say this too, bro. I know Rollins works his ass off. I know he does. But Joe, every time you watch a Seth Rollins match, every one of them, it's sell, no sell, sell. No, there's such an inconsistency with his selling, and that takes points away, Bill. It takes points away.
Well, wait a minute. They did say that due to his beating the night before, and I get it. Again, I'm watching this as a fan.
No, I get it, right. Storyline.
The beating that he took the night before, I think he did what he could do tonight. The Punk thing, I thought, drove the fans totally perfect. Nuts. And perfect. No one remembered. I brought this up yesterday, that the Money in the Bank came into play yesterday when we saw him come down the ring for that ladder match. And I totally forgot about this. And it was the perfect time to bring Damian Priest up to the next level of when I talked to him a few days ago to get to that.
Bill, don't be name dropping. You just did two things. You put yourself over and you name drop, Bill.
I interviewed him the other day.
Bill gives it a five. Vince, what do you give it?
Okay. Joe, there's another thing that we got to talk about here.
Sure. Okay.
First of all, Joe, remember what I said yesterday, Bill, as a writer, you got to protect everybody.
Right.
Bro, Drew is totally protected now because here he won the title. Yeah. He lost it 5 minutes later because of Punk. So, like, Drew's right back where he started, which is perfect.
Yeah.
It puts Drew it puts everybody involved in a perfect spot. If I got one complaint about this match, Bill, and this is our old school, bro, just way too many false finishes, bro. Yeah. Like, Bill, nothing can put anybody away anymore. It's too much, bro.
Yeah, I gave it a three. The finish at the end I give the WTF moment, obviously, when CM Punk trips up Drew McIntyre and all of a sudden he rips the arm brace off and here we go. I just thought it was going to be a start of a feud that CM Punk was coming back right away sooner than usual or normal or whatever. But then when Damian Priest's music hit and he ran out and cashed in, I said, okay, that was my WTF moment of the match. That part was great. I'd give that segment right there a five.
Yeah.
But the match, I'm having a hard time. I used to be a Seth Rollins fan. I don't know what's going on. Maybe he needs a vacation. He's going to get a vacation now because he's taken a serious beat in the last 24 hours.
Him and Becky will definitely take a break.
They need a break. I mean, and that's not a bad thing, bro. They need some refreshing. They need to come back with good story, good character. I mean, I agree with that.
There's baby cakes again. $5. Let's get Bill Apter in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Baby cakes. You have to stop. Joe is getting suspicious.
Can you imagine, Joe, based on tonight, imagine that Bill Apter Hall of Fame speech? How many times during that speech he puts himself over?
I know.
Oh, can you imagine?
I put Andy Kaufman and Jerry Lawler together. And you know what? Wait a minute. Now you hit something I'm angry about.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what? Nobody contacted me to be at that Hall of Fame moment when I'm the guy who put the
That's
two of them.
BS. Together. That is BS. Yeah. And that is one of the top five greatest moments in the history of wrestling.
Yeah. Bill, you should have been in the Hall of Fame a long time ago. You should have got like a lifetime achievement award by now.
I've got 21 independent Hall of Fame awards in the other room here.
Joe, again. Joe, do we have a bell to ring every time Bill puts himself over?
Let's go back to the match. When I talked, this is not putting me over. When I talked to Damian Priest, what I talked to him about was that he reminds me of the start of like a Scott Hall. And he told me he talked to Scott Hall, who gave him permission to use the razor's edge. He was when he was right, in right, the right. Independence there. He is going to be a super, super.
If they book talent. Him correctly, Bill. Correct. They got to book him strong, Bill.
That's everybody.
Book him strong, bro.
Yeah.
You know, I got off. You know what I got off? Drew McIntyre's entrance was a very, very close to Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Very close.
WrestleMania 1.
You couldn't help but think of Roddy Piper.
Absolutely. That was like, that hit too close. And then they did Drew McIntyre's entrance after that. But I thought that was kind of a. I think Pat McAfee was going. No, CM Punk was saying sacrilege, sacrilege. Like he didn't agree with that because I think he was, you know, it was a Piper thing or something. Yeah. I don't know. But anyways, all right, let's move it on here, folks, and keep the chats coming. Thank you so much to everybody that's watching.
Wait, are we done with that match? Because
how long are you talking about the match, Bill? 30 minutes on every match? We're going to be here.
I just want to know, were you both satisfied that Damian Priest
is
now the champion?
Yes.
Okay.
I love Drew. I'm a huge Drew fan. That was a beautiful finish.
Let me pose this question real quick to not only YouTube, but to the people out there. How long do you think the reign for Damian Priest is going to last? Is he the face of the company for a month or two, or is this going to be Monday Night Raw again?
They got to let him run, bro. They got to let him run. He looks like a star, bro.
Okay. Yes. Excellent. All right. Let's move it on here. Next match of the night, of course, Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits taking on the Final Testament, which of course is Karrion Kross, Authors of Pain. Vince, you want to kick this one off?
Two things. And Bill's going to appreciate this, Joe, because they don't do this anymore. And maybe this is where I could see a Hunter influence. Okay. Right. Two things. Number one, bro, I am thrilled to death for my boy Bubba, because I knew that meant the world to him.
Right.
That meant the world to him in Philly, being the guest ref. I am so thrilled to death for Bubba. Here's number two, Bill. This was old school, Joe, which they don't do anymore. And maybe we're going to now start seeing getting back to these fundamentals.
Okay.
Bro, if you noticed, this was a Philly street fight.
Right.
They didn't leave the ring, bro, because they knew, though, Joe, the main event was going to be all over the arena.
Right.
So that's why they kept this match in the ring out of respect for the main event. Bill, you never see that anymore, bro. Ever.
Absolutely. Right. Everybody does everything everybody else does.
Yes.
Now, if it used to be, if I put on the figure four, no one else on that card put that on.
That's right.
Great. They were outside the ring once, but they didn't go out to the street. They didn't do anything like that. Excellent. Yeah. And Bubba Ray, when he put on the glasses.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was a classic.
God, I popped so
high. D-Von, though. No D-Von.
He was in town.
He was in the Hall of Fame. I was shocked that he wasn't there.
Yeah, well, you got to remember, bro, like they released D-Von. So I don't know. Maybe there's a little bad blood there on D-Von's part. I don't know.
So, Vince, what do you got? 1 to 5. What do you think?
Yeah, the match was nothing special. I mean, it really wasn't. But again, I want to put on all the performers. They put limitations on them, which they should have. So I'm not putting any of the heat on the performers. Sure. But because this really couldn't be a traditional street fight.
Right.
Abrodis probably came in at about 2.5.
Wow. Okay. Bill, what do you got for this one?
I was going to give it a three.
I was teetering on the 3 side. I loved it. Obviously, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, whatever, the gin and juice, sponsored the match. He was a guest commentator, which, you know, another thing I did not agree with again today, way too many freaking ads. I felt like it was just an infomercial. I don't know what kind of Peacock subscription you got, but I got inundated with ads left and right in between the vignettes and all that stuff. But B-Fab and Scarlett Bordeaux going through the table. Who would have expected that? I didn't think they were even going to get involved, but there they were. She was in her 6-inch heels, and they went through the table. So that was kind of neat. What'd you guys think of that?
I thought it was a good spot. Karrion Kross, I knew him back when he was in the Independents, and he's so much better than what he's doing right now. For some reason, they have not been able to get him over like he should be over. It really surprised me. But again, it was an exciting match. It was good, again, as a fan watching it. But, you know, it was.
And I did notice the comment
to the next match.
Yep, I did notice the comment, though, real quickly. They had a bocce table again. So just like the ladders last night, yep. Michael Pestilano, thank you so much. Need better gimmick tables. I agree, because one of them broke when before they even touched it when it got in the ring. So
looks like it was pre-broken.
It was, and Montez Ford was trying to say, let's do it again. He was trying to mock the whole thing. So, yeah, a three all across the board there. Okay, moving on here. We got the battle of the monograms here. AJ Styles versus LA Knight. Finally, they pick up where they left off. They stop brawling right at the beginning of the match. Yes. What'd you guys think real quickly of that match, Vince?
You know, bro, I got to be honest. And listen, man, I go way back with AJ. I love AJ to death. Bro, it just felt like this match, like just this may have been the only match on the card. This one in the street fight, I guess.
Yeah.
There was just no stakes to the match. Right. Like, I didn't care if AJ went over. I didn't care if LA Knight went over. There really was just no stakes. You know, both guys worked hard, bro. Right. But, you know, I got to give it a three.
Yeah, I think tops three. I mean, my take on it was, again, AJ Styles been there, done that. He's had his mania moments. This is LA Knight, believe it or not, first WrestleMania. And I swear to God, he was supposed to main event this sucker until CM Punk and The Rock and everybody else came back and stole his, you know, his thunder, so to speak. So for him to get this, I thought they hyped up the match pretty good. They had a big brawl at WWE World on Thursday that made the rounds on the internet where AJ got a bloody nose and they were swearing at each other and all that stuff. So I thought it was a good buildup. Again, it could have been that filler match. You know what I mean? I don't know where we go from here. Where does LA Knight go from here? Where does AJ Styles go from here? Again, we're at that crossroads where we don't know what's going to happen next. So, Bill, what'd you give this match?
I give it a three. AJ Styles did what Cody didn't last night. He came down that runway on fire.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't wait to get in there. This bastard was at my house. He tried to break into my house. My children saw him and all that. I'm going to kick his butt. That's what I wanted to see last night from Cody Rhodes.
All right. Awesome. Keep the comments coming, guys. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like button. And here we have $5 from Adam Cash. As a casual, I'm shocked at the false finishes. Are we stuck with this forever? I don't know. I hate to say that word that Vince uses, but bro, I think we are. I think
it's brutal, bro. Nothing can beat anybody. Nothing can beat any bro. That first match should have ended on the first Claymore.
Oh yeah,
that match should have been over in 10 seconds.
Yeah,
that would have been Bruno and Buddy Rogers. That's what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Now let me. Okay, so I'm going to bring something up here that I see in every match, and it was very, very. Everybody could see this at WrestleMania. And am I the only one that this has been going on for about like a year? The referee will go one, two, and the elbow is hitting the mat.
Yeah.
The hand is not. It's a three count. It really is.
Yeah.
But they're not touching the mat. Why are they doing that?
Yeah,
two count should be a two count.
And, bro, you know what else, too, with the false finishes, bro?
Yeah.
Bro, there should be a rule of thumb. We're not having any false finishes till 10 minutes in. Because, bro, the false finishes at the beginning of the match, the people know the match is not going to end 2 minutes in.
Exactly.
They know it's not going to end, bro. Like, you're wasting those false finishes early. Start doing false finishes 15 minutes in, not the first 3 minutes of the match where you know the guy's going to kick out.
Exactly. I agree. The false finishes are too much. Even AEW is doing it. It's just I don't see what how that factors into a storyline anymore. So are we going to retire the word finisher now? There's no more finisher. There's nothing as a finisher anymore. So
it's for the live crowd, because that live crowd, when you see their reaction, there you go. That's the pop that they're looking to get.
Iman Perry said that the crowd was really into LA Knight. They were into him. So they've been into him. It's just too bad CM Punk and The Rock came back and kind of derailed his rise to the top. But either way, we can move on here.
You asked a question. Where does he go from here? Where does CM Punk?
Not CM Punk.
Where does LA Knight go from here?
They got
the fans want him around.
Yeah.
At this point, there's no real heel title for him to go after.
Right.
So, I'm not really sure.
I don't think he's going anywhere, because from what I gather about L.A. Knight, he's outspoken.
Right.
If something's bad, he says it. They don't like that, bro. they don't like that, man. When you speak up and you're outspoken, unless you're, Bill knows this, unless you're drawing them millions of dollars, they're going to keep a thumb on you, bro. And he seems like that kind of guy where he's going to be honest. If he doesn't like something, he's going to say it. And they don't like that, bro. And I think that's why you're seeing this guy spinning his wheels.
Sure. Real quickly, Young Reckless donated $4.99. His thing was WWE Clash at the Castle 2024 is June 15th. Do you think they will let Drew win the belt from Priest in his hometown since he let Priest have his moment? That could be anybody's guess.
That's a very good possibility. That's a smart question.
I'd say that's probably close to if Triple H is still in charge at that point, you might see it. But I think we're going to be in for some big news coming down the pike on that one.
You're thinking the Triple H era is going to last as long as the title reign of
the Drew McIntyre title? Yeah, who knows? I'm just telling you, I have a feeling. I didn't like it, shoving it down our throats since the Hall of Fame.
Wait a minute. Tony Khan was at the airport in Philadelphia. Has he bought WWE at this point now?
Oh, I have no idea. Maybe he bought ECW. Who knows? Maybe he bought ECW. All right, let's move it on here. We had the U.S. title match, Logan Paul and versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. I'll kick this one off here. I thought it was a decent match. I gave it a 4.5. I love the storyline. You know, Kevin Owens and RKO are friends, and, you know, we're going to try and take out Paul. But then, you know, Kevin looked at him and says, you want to do this now? You want to do it later? You want to do this now? And they finally went at it. And I thought it was a great match. Again, this proves that Logan Paul, believe it or not, is just turned into a really, really good WWE superstar. I've been impressed. His matches have gotten better. The guy trains. He's fitting in the WWE perfectly well, because he brings his YouTube presence and all his followers. It just matches up perfectly, obviously, with Prime Energy drinking. If I hear Pat McAfee one more time tell me that they made $1.3 billion in sales last year, I don't know. But I gave it. It was a good match. And I thought the best part was when the Prime guy turned out to be, I forget his name, Iso Show or something like that. And he started barking at him and he put him through the table. And the best quote of the match was Michael Cole going, "The dog is dead." So, I mean, I gave that match a good 4. So, Bill, what'd you give that one?
Yeah, I give it 3.5, 4. Okay. Logan Paul's splash at the end was fabulous.
Yes,
absolutely. What I didn't like was the Prime guy, because it was the first time of the whole night that any shtick was really brought in, any comedy. And I just, everything up until then was so pretty straightforward. There wasn't any, you know, any characters, so to say. So that's the only thing that I didn't like about it. I thought all three of them worked very hard. And yeah, Logan Paul is important to the WWE social media team.
He is.
Very, very, very much.
He brings a lot of that. You know, in a good storytelling, just real quick to interject, the brass knuckles, you know, for some reason, everybody was invincible to them. Owens got knocked out, RKO got knocked out, but nothing happened. So, you know, and then, of course, Randy gave the knuckles back to Chan, the referee. So, you know.
I didn't understand that, why he'd give them to the referee.
What was that there? Vince's main, I didn't see what the quote was. Six hybrid, $2. Vince main event needed glass and light tube work.
Inside joke.
Is that okay? There you go. Awesome. Vince, what you got for this match?
Bro, I got to tell you, whoever is booking Logan Paul is booking him perfectly. Yeah. I don't know who it is. I'm sure it's the same agent every time.
Right.
Because the way they're booking his character in these matches is freaking perfect.
Yeah, he's really excelling. I agree. So what's your rating on that one, 1 to 5?
I give it 3.5.
3.5, yeah. Good stuff. Excellent. And looks like a lot of people in the chat are pretty much Logan Paul fans.
Tonight felt like WrestleMania, by the way. Last night didn't.
It did. Did you notice the crowd was really more into it? During the main event, before, I know we're going to get to that, but the crowd, a lot of times during all the matches, the crowds were standing. Except for the first couple of rows, because, you know, they're not allowed to stand during the matches.
Yeah, because it started off exciting.
Yeah, it did. It did. Yeah. I felt a different vibe. Again, I didn't like all the ads and everything, but I did feel it go by much quicker. There was a lot more. Maybe it was the match setup. I don't know. But Because last night we were talking what match should have kicked it off versus what shouldn't have kicked it off. So
great
either way. And what was that? I didn't see that quote that just popped up there. Turn Randy Hill. He's great versus Cody. You never know. You know, this storyline's dead now, so I don't know what happens now with Logan Paul. I mean, do we wait for the Jake Paul Tyson fight in July? I don't know what happens now. I don't even know. I don't know where they're going to go with this. But, all right, we'll move on. We got the big one here, Bayley versus Io Sky, WWE Women's Championship. Vince, you want to take the lead on this one?
I want to say a couple of things. Sure, first of all, I did not. I mean, they explained it, but what a reach. All of a sudden, Bayley's got pyramids and what? And then they tell us, well, she came from an Egyptian park. And this was not the night for Bayley to come out with pyramids and being carried out.
Comfortable. Did you notice that?
Yeah, this came out of left field.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to say this, bro, because, again, man, this is why people tune into Russo's brand.
Yeah.
When it's good, I'm going to say good. It's good. When it sucks, I'm going to say it sucks. Joe, I am always very, very hard on Bayley because I don't think she's very good on the mic. For as long as she's been with that company, right. I think her microphone skills should be a lot better than they are. With that being said, I want to say, bro, these two girls work their asses off. I think, bro, these two girls were the hardest workers maybe over the last two nights. Yeah. They worked their butts off in this match. And, bro, because of that, like, I'm going to give the match a 4.5 because they left nothing out there, man. They worked their butts off.
They did. I personally like the that flip that EO did to get out of the rose petal from Bayley. That was like, okay, that blew my mind right there. I was like,
here's another negative I want to say going back to Bill.
Right.
Bill, in every match, somebody hurt their leg.
Yeah, the knee.
In one match, somebody should hurt their leg. In one match, everybody, bro, there were four matches where somebody hurt their knee. Come on, Bill. You know how this stuff works. If it happens to everybody, it don't mean nothing.
Michael Pastellano says it wasn't as cold tonight. Maybe that's why it didn't happen.
Yeah. I agree. I liked the match a lot. When it first came on, I thought the fans were going to think this is let's go and get popcorn time. Sure. It just felt like that part of the evening to me.
Right.
They surprised me very pleasantly about putting on an excellent match. Vince, I'm not sure I agree with you where it was the hardest two workers on both nights of the cards. I don't think I specifically agree with you on that.
Who worked harder than them?
Wait. But
Seth Rollins.
They worked their butts off.
They worked hard, Bill.
They worked very hard and probably one of the hardest matches. And the fans were so delighted to see Bayley finally win this thing.
Yeah. Were you guys a little shocked that Damage Control did not escort out Io Sky at all?
Yes, I was
kind of shocked at that. I thought for sure there'd be a ringside. I thought
Bill, that's another huge hole because this is what I criticize all the time when I watch the shows, SmackDown and Raw. I criticize this all the time. Why would a referee allow three people to come down to the ring and stand there ringside when they know they're going to interfere? You go back and watch the Attitude Era. When they try to pull that, either Slaughter or the referee sends everybody back. But then, Joe, so on the biggest night and the biggest match, this is the night they're not going to go out. That's what I mean. These little holes, bro. You got to tie up this stuff. I hate stuff that don't make sense, Joe.
Maybe the general manager told them they couldn't come out.
Okay, well, let's
show me that, Bill.
That's where I get even between last night and tonight. That's where the bizarro world comes in for me. Like, okay, why weren't they out there? A little funny if Priest cashed in on Cody instead. Yeah, that would have been funny.
We should get to that when we're talking about that last match. By the way,
SportsKita folks out there, if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please do so. They would love to have you guys. Great content and all that good stuff. So,
rhymes with Russo.
What's that?
Do so rhymes with you, Russo.
Oh, there you go. Okay. You go.
Perfect. Very nice.
You just figuring that out now, Bill? Or he's been up late two nights in a row. We're going to lose him soon, I have a feeling. Oh, boy. So, Bill, what'd you give that match for a rating?
The girls match?
Yeah, the EOS guy. Okay, 3.5. Okay, that's cool. I gave it like a 3.5. I thought they worked pretty good. Bailey gets to get her mania moment now. That's all fine and dandy. But like I said, I was shocked that Damage Control did not make an appearance at all during this match. So, all right. So, all right. Let's move on to the coup de grace, as they speak. The main event, by the way, I told you it was 61 degrees when Seth and Drew took the stage. Temperatures dropped down to 49 degrees. I only know that because Michael Cole must have gave us the weather update again about a million times. And I did see a lot more anti-Philadelphia Eagles fans there. Bears, Patriots sweatshirts were very prominent in the television section. So I thought it was kind of neat on that.
Oh, wait a minute. We forgot to talk about the Mummers coming out with Seth Rollins. I thought that
entrance.
I thought that entrance was... You know, living here in Philly, even though I'm a New Yorker, but living here in Philadelphia, I thought that was a very cool.
It was cool.
Very fashionable, very cool. It was a WrestleMania.
Yeah. Thing. And did you notice a lot of the big matches had like a sub entrance thing? Like they first did like a little, even Cody Rhodes, they had that little, you know, thing with the mask and almost like a new intro. And then they went into the regular intro. Like,
so you brought up something. You brought up something. Now.
Right.
Okay.
So, okay.
I was nicely surprised, and maybe this is the Paul Levesque era, the Triple H era, to see in the promo they did before it with the history of Cody Rhodes, that they showed a photo of him with Kenny Omega, and then one with the Young Bucks, and the voiceover at that point is at one time Cody was part of a revolution.
Yeah,
if Vince McMahon Jr. was there at this point, you're all fired for putting that on there. Get out. This was refreshing.
Paul Levesque era. It's the Paul Levesque weekend
era, man. For the next 2 weeks, Joe.
It's the Paul Levesque weekend. That's what I'm calling.
For the next 2 weeks, Joe. The Paul Levesque era.
Were you guys surprised to see that?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, definitely. I mean, but of course, right before then, the photo leaked of Dustin being at the arena, which was kind of shocking to me that they got that out there. I think Sports Keeter actually put that out there, that Dustin was there.
He was there all weekend at WrestleMania.
Right. A lot of superstars were, but, and I was shocked, to be honest with you, where was Mercedes Moné for Bailey? Bailey was there for Dynamite.
I got to tell you, Joe and Bill, though, see, this is where Tony Khan is stupid.
Yeah.
Let them use Dustin. Yeah. Now they owe you. He's got to start. He's got to figure out a way to somehow, some way work with the WWE. This could have been a great opportunity. Yeah. Let them use Dustin, even though he's under contract with you. Now, bro, now they owe you something. Dustin should have been a part of that match.
Yeah.
He should have been at the end when he won the title. He should have come in.
Yeah,
and now he's under contract with AEW. But I'm going to watch AEW now because I know that Dustin is there, and that's Cody's brother.
That's right. That's right, Bill. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
I think people are going to tune into Dynamite this week and to see the footage at All In with CM Punk and Jack Perry. So John Fernando says, WWE sucks, AEW rules. Oh, okay, John. Did you watch WrestleMania this weekend? I don't know. Either way, I don't agree with that, but whatever. All right, so we're off to the main event now. Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, undisputed WWE Universal Championship. We all know the ending by now. The story is finished, or is it? Who wants to go first on this one?
Bill.
I'll go first. I like how Vince volunteered me to go first. stealing a word from Vince here. It started off, you know, Cody just kind of came down to the ring and smiling and all that. And my first thoughts were, again, he got killed last night, a lot of disappointment. Right. I think he should have been more stoic when he first came out, maybe not react with the fans at the beginning like he normally does, just more of a serious type of look. Right. At the very beginning of the match, it was very, I'm going to go way back, it was very Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier type of look. The crowd was just, it was a major fight type of
fight feel. The big fight feel was happening.
Big fight feel. Yep. And they, you know, at the beginning, Roman was very cocky. That whole,
Oh yeah.
And little by little, Cody kept knocking the confidence down. And to finish it the way they did, with, and first of all, to have Roman utilize the Cody cutter several times,
yeah.
And it didn't work, of course.
Crossroads,
but to have Cody three times do that at the end to finish this thing. Now, here's what shocked me, okay? The Rock, Mr. Board of Directors, could have ordered John Cena out of there. He could have told The Undertaker, if you touch me, this match is over, and Roman retains it. There was no authority by The Rock during this match. That surprised me. He could have had, and again, I know it's the writers, he could have had Cody lose this match part of the way in by telling the referee, count to three on Cody. Right. Then they could have had, I don't know who else, come out from the back, from the main office, like maybe Triple H, and say, you're on the board of directors, but I'm the COO. You, I overrule you, and the match gets started again.
There were a thousand creative avenues.
It totally confused me that he was not in power tonight.
Right. What'd you give it, Bill? What do you give that one?
Oh, I'm going to give it a five.
Okay.
Other than that, I thought, again, it unraveled slowly. It gave the fans that pleasurable ending. I didn't think it was going to happen. But you know what? I'm going to take a 0.5 off of that, make it a 0.45, because I think The Rock should have had more input in this.
Right. Big Nick says, remember when finishers would win a match? Mr. Sacco used to get a three count, but now it takes 5 to 10 huge finishers to pin someone unless you're The Rock. I agree. Yeah,
that's
there's no
great,
there, that, that
great
word comment. Finisher is going to be extinct before the Paul Levesque era retires ends or whatever. But Vince, what do you got for this one? Main event?
I got, first of all, I'm going to push back on Bill. I disagree with Bill on this, and I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
Because at that point in time, Rock turns into Rock the competitor.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now he's in the heat of that match. Now he's not even thinking about his authority. Now the wrestler, the competitor, kicks in. So that's why, like, I'm totally cool with that. I did not like, you know, Joe, kind of like you with Damage Control. Why are these guys not coming out from the jump unless there's an explanation?
Right.
Bro, I remember we did something, Joe, many, many years ago where it was like, I think it was the Nation of Domination. It was supposed to be the Nation. It was supposed to be like D'Lo against X-Pac.
Right.
All of a sudden, bro, the whole Nation comes out. DX is nowhere to be found. Why? Because they parked a forklift right in front of their locker room, and they couldn't get out. Yeah. Give me something like that.
I agree.
Because it doesn't make any sense. They went through war last night to get the advantage.
Right.
How are you not taking that advantage from the time the bell rings? So,
I agree with you. I think the Bloodline should have come out with Roman Reigns and surrounded the ring.
Absolutely.
First thing I thought of. Because when you have that Bloodline rules, it's Cody against the world, and you don't get that image when it's just them two in the ring with Heyman with the belt.
So, you know what I used to get when I was working there?
Sure.
Because they know in their mind the way they're stacking this match. This is what they want to get to.
Right.
And when I bring up, if I'm going to bring up why it doesn't make any sense, here's what Vince always used to say when something didn't make sense.
Okay.
Creative liberty.
Right.
So they use creative liberty, but no, bro, you've got to make this shit make sense.
Don't give
me creative liberty. Well, you got to make it make
bloodline,
sense.
They said Bloodline rules.
Yes.
And the first thing, like I said, I thought about it, is this match is just starting off under regular rules. There's no bloodline around. Now, Paul Heyman's not going to run in.
Yeah. Now, the only thing I want to throw out there to both of you, I'm going to throw this out to both of you.
Okay.
This is Cody's big, big night. You know, he finishes the story a year in the making. Bro, is it a little bit overshadowed with Rock and Cena and Taker? Do you think that kind of overshadows the victory
Why I don't think so. We talked about this last night. We said, where were the celebrities? Where were all the... So tonight, they did the Hall of Fame thing properly. Yeah. And there was, the fans were waiting to see some celebrities, and the main event was the place to do it. I thought it was well placed. I just felt like, I said, The Rock took that bump from The Undertaker, but it just should have been The Rock in authority there. That's the only thing that puzzled me.
And Travel $5. I've never seen other wrestlers' competition celebrate another person's championship win. Shaking my head, what the heck was that? Orton and Zayn holding Cody Rhodes up.
We've seen that before.
That's reminiscent of Bob Backlund era. That's right.
You know why they did it? Because when Dusty won the title in the cage over Ric Flair, because I was there taking pictures, that the main photo that we used in the magazine was that
photo.
These are old school people doing that stuff. That thing, they did that with Dusty. That was paying homage to Dusty Rhodes.
I was expecting like the silhouette of Dusty to come down, like The Undertaker and Paul Bearer when Paul Bearer passed. I was expecting something like that. And Cody, I love you, and just some real emotion. Like, I love both entrances. Like I said, Cody, Brandy came out, wished Cody luck, all that, took his mask. I think that was great. I think that's her first time on WWE television, right? Since Cody's return that I can recall. And Roman Reigns, great entrance, steel drums, all that stuff, you know, the tribal chief thing. Again, the only thing I thought that was missing, and I know Vince, you capped on this as well, is why wasn't the bloodline bringing him down? Why couldn't you get the Samoan SWAT team back together? You know what I mean? Like, just something to show that, okay, bloodline rules, Cody. It's you against all 50 of us. And if you can do that, then whatever. But I gave the match a solid 4. I mean, it was a great match. It was a big fight feel. It felt like a WrestleMania main event. Yeah, and for the first time all night, I got goosebumps. I'm like, when that gong hit, I was expecting Stone Cold. You know, Vince, we talked before the show. I said, I thought it was going to be Stone Cold.
I thought?
John Cena was out of the bag already. So
when that shield thing happened, I said, oh my God, John Moxley has jumped from AEW to WWE. I didn't think it would be Seth Rollins.
It's funny that you mentioned that, Bill and Joe, because I'm sure a lot of people did that.
Sure.
Then why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Like, you made a lot of people, oh my God, it's Moxley, Moxley. And it's just, there was no point in doing that, bro. They should have just brought Rollins down. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, that's a big letdown.
Vince, this is where you both shut the hell up and let The Rock take you on the ride. Enjoy the ride. That's what you got to say at this point.
But the thing was that you noticed they brought him out in the Shield costume, in the Shield outfit that he had with Roman Reigns.
But still, Bill, a lot of people were thinking Moxley was coming out.
Tony Khan's dealer said, I still think it was meeting that bloodline storyline with the recent signing of Jacob Patu, which just came out today that he signed. AEW is happy WWE chose Cody. He doesn't have it. Thanks, Tony, for that comment. Big fight feel. Like I said, I hate to recap it on, but for the first time, and I think out of both nights, I felt like it was a WrestleMania main event. It felt right. It felt like, okay, this is WrestleMania. Yes. And the crowd did too. Look at the crowd's reaction.
Yeah.
They were standing. They were cheering. You know, they were going nuts. I go, you know, I remember the WrestleMania days when every match was like that. You know what I mean? Vince, you remember those days, Attitude Era, even the first matches. I was at WrestleMania 14 at the Boston Garden with Undertaker's first Druid thing and all that. Nobody sat down the rest of the night. And that was like the mid-card of the match. So, that was the WrestleMania moment for me, was them two in the ring, and you felt like it was, this is it. This is WrestleMania. But that's just one match. They had 13 matches this weekend, 7 last night, 6 tonight. I think that match lasted, almost a little under an hour, I think, the main event went. They got on the ring right around 10 o'clock or so, and it was done. So, I thought it was a great big fight feel. I enjoyed that. That was my Mania moment. Like I said, I gave it a 4. I love the fact that they took us for that ride, Vince. I love it because we're all expecting Moxley. We're all expecting. I mean, I thought Cena came out kind of quick. I didn't know he was going to be toward, you know, I think the order was Jimmy and Jay, Solo, Cena, The Rock, and then The Undertaker. And it was crazy. absolutely.
I would have loved to have seen The Undertaker, by the way, come out in his old gimmick, you know, but he couldn't do it.
Not enough time. How's that? He's going to walk down the aisle. That means
everybody can't do that. They'd all just stare.
I figure when the lights went out, that's what happened. AEW has MJF. WWE has Cody. Very interesting. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Are we talking Forbidden Door stuff now? You think there's going to be some crossover or something like that with this? Anybody?
Well, we still don't know. We still don't know. I couldn't get any straight answers at WrestleCon from any AEW talent regarding has MJF re-signed with them, and they're all like, he'll be back in wrestling. That's all they said to me. I thought he was going to be there tonight, to be honest with you.
Exactly. Another shout out to everybody tuning in. We got a record audience here tonight, guys. Great chat is heated up. Everybody's talking, giving us donations left and right. You gotta love it. Don't forget to hit that like, share, subscribe button, all that stuff. But we are this main event. Like I said, it was 61 degrees when it started, 49 degrees. Attendance numbers last night was 72,543. Tonight, they squeezed a few more butts in the seat, 72,755, giving us a two-day total of 145,420 people went to WrestleMania. That is unbelievable.
All right, Joe, let's talk brass tacks now.
Sure, go ahead.
When I was the head writer at the WWE.
Sure.
He's putting himself over again. No, go ahead.
The most important show of the year,
okay,
was the Raw after WrestleMania. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why, Joe. Let me explain something here to the people so they understand.
Okay.
You knew the Monday after WrestleMania, you were going to have a huge viewing audience. And Joe, you knew you had one night to hook these viewers. You don't want to go to, you know, 3 million people tuned in the Monday after WrestleMania, and then the following week you're down to 1.5 million.
Exactly.
Monday's show is vital. And let me tell you something, Joe.
Yep.
The last 20 freaking years, the WWE has dropped the ball the show after WrestleMania. They dropped the ball. They had a huge audience tune in. They didn't do anything to capture that audience and keep them coming back the next week. And the following week, they were right back where they started. We talk about the Triple H era and Stephanie wants to put her husband over and bury her old man. That's all fine and well.
Right.
To me, bro, the pressure is Monday night.
Oh, I definitely agree that this. I think
I got the angle. I got the story.
I think Monday. But this is the first Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania without Vince McMahon. So
yes, this is it. But I don't want to hear anything, bro. It's easy to book one show. You guys now have completely reshuffled the deck.
Right.
What are you going to do with these new playing cards? That's what I want to see.
I want to see Gunther win the Intercontinental title.
Me too, because Joe, if they come out with a freaking stinker tomorrow, shame on them, bro.
See, this would be the time to go an hour commercial free. They need to go commercial free tomorrow for an hour.
Sami Zayn's going to hold the title till at least the pay-per-view in Toronto, because that's my feeling. They're doing a huge pay-per-view. What if tomorrow night Cody Rhodes comes in, he's got the belt and everything, and The Rock comes out from the board of directors and said The Undertaker interfered, John Cena interfered, we're stripping you of the title, Roman Reigns gets the title back tonight.
The needle's gonna move back. Yeah, I don't know.
We would have done that during the Attitude Era, Bill. That's
great.
Oh,
I know.
I love that kind of stuff, bro.
I love it.
I think Notorious Nerd was asking, is Gunther going to be the first challenger to Cody's title? What do you guys think, Gunther?
Well, bro, you saw a little exchange there at the end between Seth and Cody.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I could see Seth, you know, friend versus friend type of thing.
Yeah.
And basically say, listen, man, I stood by your side. I had nothing to gain and everything to lose. I went into the match with Drew injured. You owe me. I could say that's where I would start.
I could see that. I could see that. But like I said, we got 3 hours tomorrow night Raw. It's at the Wells Fargo Arena, I guess. One more time at Wells Fargo. They need to go commercial free for the first hour.
They showed that piece of Cody and Seth Rollins at the end on purpose.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure.
To plant that, just like they did with Drew McIntyre and CM Punk. With the way Drew McIntyre, I love the way he kept telling the cameraman, come in, I want a picture of this. Get a picture of this thing.
Two things I want to touch on before. Again, WrestleMania, first time. No announcement for where WrestleMania is next year. The rumor is Minneapolis. Nothing set in stone, Tiffy Town, Tiffy Time, whatever.
Actors Alley, right here.
Actors Alley, I agree. We should put it down there. Or it looks like WrestleMania needs to be back one night. We've talked about that. Definitely WrestleMania. I'd rather have 8 hours worth of matches to talk to than going through each night. It's exhausting. I like my weekends. As much as I love WrestleMania, I still appreciate my weekends. And the next premium live event is actually only 3 weeks away, May 4th, and they're going to France. This one's in France, guys. They're going to have a SmackDown on a Friday, and then they're going to do a Saturday premium live event. They're 6 hours ahead of me, I think, from where I'm at. So I don't know. What do you guys think of that? France, what's going to headline that premium live event? Any ideas?
That would be the Cody Rhodes against I don't know.
I mean, is that a place for Sami Zayn? That's French, right? France, Toronto, same thing, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, French-Canadian. Sure, you could do that. Or we'll have Damian Priest against somebody in the main event there.
Right. It's only 3 weeks away, so you don't have much buildup for that. Elton John joining Cody in the ring was icing in the cake. Story complete. There you go.
Okay. You're going to do a lot of...
Elton John. Oh, got it. Okay.
They're going to probably do a lot of rematches if it's only 3 weeks
away. Yeah, Backlash usually is. I think it's Backlash, I think, right? Yeah, so it's usually rematches of everything that's taken place. Again, my only thing here is, and I hate to bring it up again, the Paul Levesque thing, the Paul Levesque era. Again, I don't know if people are just tuning in now that haven't watched, but at the beginning we were talking about this. I just feel like it was forced down our throats this weekend. It started at Hall of Fame Friday night, last night, tonight. I'm sure we're going to hear it again tomorrow. I can only imagine who's going to kick Raw off tomorrow. Who's going to come down the aisle and welcome you to Raw? Because if something like that does happen, I'm going to be on high alert on the wire to see what the heck's going on in WWE.
They want you to forget that Vince McMahon ever existed.
Okay, that's fine and dandy, but you're not going to forget it when Stephanie McMahon's coming down the aisle, unless they change her name to Stephanie Levesque. You know what I mean? That's what I was shocked at.
I
thought a name change was going to happen. And Vince, you brought up something there again with the wedding ring.
Yep.
Her not wearing the red. What do you think's going on there?
Joe, I know things I can't talk about. There was trouble in the marriage. Let me just say that.
No, that's fine. I mean, I don't want to pry and all
that. What does our society love to do? You see it with everybody. What do they do, Bill?
They want
build people up, bro, only to tear them down. And we saw a build of the Levesque Empire, and Bill, it's coming, bro. It's coming, bro.
Here's the thing. You saw that she and Paul at the Hall of Fame were very huggy-huggy, all right?
Right.
Bill, do you have your wedding ring on?
Yeah, wait.
Right now. Do you have your wedding ring on right now? Yes. Okay. Does your wife upstairs have her wedding ring on?
I don't know. She's upstairs.
Okay. Why isn't Stephanie wearing a wedding ring, Bill?
I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead.
Maybe this is for an angle. You're bringing this up. Maybe she's, again, they might do something with ECW or something. And maybe there's trouble for an on-screen marriage issue.
Bro, she hasn't worn the ring since the heart attack, bro.
It's been years.
She hasn't worn it since the heart attack.
She might have arthritis, Vince.
So, all right. So, so Vince knows what's going on. So we'll leave it at that. But real quickly, before we're getting the heave-ho in a couple minutes here. What do you think overall?
Who's Sandy, by the way, Joe?
Sandy, the guy who runs the stream behind us.
I want a percentage of these donations.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
I want a percent. Sandy,
you can
I want a percent.
$6.90.
Okay, I'll take it.
Matt Lee says only Vince Russo can make WWE watchable again. Okay, there you go.
I thought it was very watchable tonight.
All right. It was very watchable. It was excellent.
What about the overall Mania Media, night one and two, scale of 1 to 10, what would you give WrestleMania 40 right now as a grade for the whole, both nights? And I know it's a tale of two different nights, but if you had to give it a rating.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
But 1 to 5, whatever you think. 1 to 5. We'll keep it at the Mania Meter.
I'm going to tell you, Joe, I'm going to be honest with you. If they would have took the best of both of these shows and made it one night, it would have been phenomenal. Sure. But I got to tell you guys, bro, sitting there for 8 hours, whatever it was, everything felt so drawn out, bro. Because of that, Joe, because this should be a one-night event, I'm giving it a 2.5.
Wow, 2.5. Okay. Bill, what do you give it?
I'm going to let you add mine. I'll give a 3.5 for last night. I'll give a 5 for today.
But what's your overall rating?
Overall, Bill.
WrestleMania 40. Well, that would be
overall, I'd probably give it, because of what happened tonight.
That's right.
I'd probably give it an 8, because tonight just took me away.
Yeah. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 5, you give it a 3 then? Is that what you're saying?
4.
For both nights, WrestleMania 40 as a whole.
I'll go four.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna stick to my, I'll say 3, 3.5. And a lot of that has to do with the last match on the last night of WrestleMania with Cody Rhodes finally finishing his story. So that's it. He's finished his story. I guess we start a new story. Who knows what that's gonna be? But we got to wrap things up here. I want to thank everybody in the chat who's given donations and so forth. You guys have been great. Great numbers this weekend. Always stay tuned to Sports Geeked. They got a lot of good stuff going on here. Bill, Vince, I want to thank both of you very much for joining us. Your insight was impeccable this weekend. You made it very easy to do my job, and I want to thank you both for that.
Well, you did an excellent job.
You did a great job, Joe. Yeah, you did.
This is your first foray with Sports Geeked.
Yeah.
And I am telling you, I think you did a fabulous job, Joe.
All right. Well, let's tell them.
It was a lot of fun with you.
I greatly appreciate that. It was wonderful working with you guys. It was great talking with everybody. The chat was phenomenal. Hopefully we can do this again. I love Sports Geeked. They're great to work with, and looking forward to it. And it was fun though. When you're doing things you like and you're having fun, it's very easy to do.
Bro,
that.
It is so much easier, Joe and Bill. It is so for me, bro, because I hate watching wrestling, because they made me hate watching wrestling. They made me hate it, Joe. I didn't stop. I didn't start hating for no reason. I wanted to say, bro, is they make it so much easier when it's good. It's so much easier to watch. Why can't it be good every single week?
The stream is over.
We got to go, guys. I'm Joe What a Day Lowry.
Be good every week.
What a day, folks. Thanks for joining us.
I want to